This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome everyone. This is Frédéric Rémy from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and I want to welcome you all to our session today on the Dotsky Sunrise. We are joined today by Stefan van Gelder, the Executive Vice President of Starting Dots, who will provide you with some background on Dotsky in general and the Sunrise more specifically. Just a reminder for everybody, all lines are muted. You can pose any question via the chat on the top of the left-hand corner of the interface, and we will come back to those questions at the end of the webinar if we still have the time. The recording and presentation will also be shared. I will start with a quick update on the Trademark Clearinghouse stats and the Sunrise calendar, and then I will hand the presentation over to Mr. van Gelder, who will provide you with more information on Dotsky. So where are we with the Trademark Clearinghouse? We currently have 37,792 records in the clearinghouse, and of those records, almost 50% are submitted for multiple years, meaning they are submitted either for a 3 or 5 year protection duration in the Trademark Clearinghouse. Over 10% of those records are submitted by trademark agents, and almost 95% of submitted records are verified. The other 5% have been marked as invalid or expired because they don't qualify for inclusion in the Trademark Clearinghouse or they have expired. And I see over 2,900 records have expired, which brings the renewal rate of the mark records to about 85%. And we have trademarks coming in from holders residing in 105 different countries and covering 120 different jurisdictions. On the notifications sent out by Trademark Clearinghouse, over 170,000 claims notifications and almost 130,000 ongoing notifications have been sent out to trademark holders or agents representing these holders. The other graph on this slide shows the different languages which are included in the Trademark Clearinghouse. I'm not going into detail on those. The slide deck will be shared after the webinar, so you can review the numbers in detail if you so desire. Sunrise calendars. This slide shows the current active Sunrise period, meaning that if you have a valid Trademark Clearinghouse SMB file, you can register a domain name that matches your trademark in these Sunrises, like, for example, .ski. Once the Sunrise period has ended, you will not have the priority right as a trademark holder to register your brand as a domain name matching your trademark. So if you want to register a domain name in the Sunrise period, make sure you have a valid SMB file. Otherwise, you will not be able to take part. This slide shows the upcoming Sunrise period. And for those of you that did not have your SMB file but want to take part in the Sunrise period, make sure you submit your mark and get the mark record verified so you can register once the Sunrise period opens up. You can find all this information also on our website via the link at the bottom of the slide. And as I said before, the slide deck will be shared after the presentation. Now I'll hand over the presentation to Stefan, who we're very thankful for joining us today and who will provide you some more information on Dotsky and its Sunrise. Stefan?
Thanks, Frederick. It's a pleasure to be with everyone today. Hello, everyone. I'm delighted to be able to introduce the Ski Sunrise and tell everyone a bit more about what we're doing at Starting Dot with the Sunrise and with Dot Ski in general. So just to show you what I look like, I'm the Executive Vice President of Starting Dot. We are a registry that are doing three community TLDs. Dotski is obviously for the ski and snow sport community, and we use the word community in its largest possible sense, not specifically in the ICANN sense of the word, but to show that we are targeting our TLDs at specific groups. And obviously for Dotski, we are dealing with people who are passionate about skiing, and that's not the snow sport industry, and we are supported by major ski resorts and the International Ski Federation. So we are very much developing and building the TLD hand in hand with the snow sports community. We've done this for the two other TLDs that we also operate, .bio and .archi. They were both launched in 2014, so they've been going now for just under a year, or just coming up to a year, and we're very happy with the way the communities there have responded. .archi for architects, .bio, which is in the Francophone world, a term that means organic, and in the English-speaking world is linked with biographies and personal spaces. Starting Dot has a team of experienced executives managing the company. Myself at the bottom, Godfar Jordan, who is the CEO and founder of Starting Dot, and Rob Rosinski, who manages the U.S. side of the company and is the co-founder of Dot Ski. So back to Dot Ski and a few words about the industry itself. It is a global industry and it's a major industry. You will find skiers in around 80 countries in the world, around 2,000 ski resorts. The biggest resorts are in Europe and North America. France specifically and North America are the biggest markets for skiing in general. Japan is also a big market. Elsewhere in Europe, there are markets in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and although we are showing here a focus on the snow sport industry, skiing is also about water skiing, and the TLD is also of interest to people who are into water sports as well. Of the snow skiers worldwide, there are 150 million, so that is a pretty big community. Last season, there were about 400 million visits and $7.5 billion U.S. dollars in direct ski spending at resorts. So we are dealing with big numbers and a community that's very passionate about the sport and the pastime. So it's a great community to be working with. On the priority registration periods, we are running two priority launch periods, the sunrise, obviously, and a period called the limited registration period. We are aiming for maximum simplicity in the ski sunrise and launch process, so both registration periods were set to run concurrently. They both started on July the 1st. They will both end on August the 30th, running 60 days, and we are trying to keep the fees to a minimum. So the registration price for registering in both of those periods is the same as the general availability registration price. The only specificity is that for Sunrise or LRP registrations, there is a two-year minimum registration period. And for the Sunrise specifically, there is an application fee that's non-refundable. It is a low amount, and it's one that just is designed to cover the processing costs. Obviously, the Sunrise itself is only open to valid SMD file holders, as Frederick was describing earlier on. We are running an end date sunrise. What that means is that all names will be registered at the end of the 60-day sunrise period. So as we move forward through the sunrise period, we have registration requests coming in. These are stored, and they will then be checked by the registry at the end of the period, and the names allocated at the end of that 60-day sunrise period. The reason for doing this is that we feel, and many others feel, that it's the most protective system for prior rights holders. End date sunrises have been the most popular form of sunrise in the new GTLD program, as opposed to start date sunrise periods. And we feel it's the right thing to do at the end of the sunrise period. If there is a case where we have multiple requests for a specific domain name, then auctions will be organized to resolve that possible contention. The LRP itself, similar system to the Sunrise in that there's no increase to the registry registration price, so registrars will be billed the same amount for an LRP, a Sunrise, or a DA annual registration period. Once again, for the LRP, it's a two-year minimum registration period. There are no other costs involved with the LRP. The LRP is designed and reserved for the community, basically. So key snow sports organizations and affiliates, members of the FIS, the International Ski Federation, those are the people that can register and benefit from the LRP priority launch period. General availability starts on September the 8th for Dot Ski. So if you do have a valid SMD file and you do want to take advantage of the sunrise, it's best not to wait too long to do so. Sunrise, as I mentioned earlier, started on July the 1st, and we're already seeing a very encouraging number of registrations. Just to give you an idea, we're currently running at around four times what we saw for .bio last year, so that may be a testament to the greater awareness that the new GTLD program itself has garnered during the last few months, but we also think .ski has the support of its community and is an extremely popular and in-demand TLD. So we're not surprised by the numbers, but we are focusing on trying to get prior right holders to protect those rights as soon as they can, certainly take advantage of that sunrise period. So once again, a reminder that general availability will start on September the 8th, and that will be on a standard first-come, first-served basis with no specific registration rules. Just a quick look at some of our registrar partners who are participating in the Sunrise or LRP phases. Not all of them are doing both, but most of them are. So some famous names there that I'm sure you all are already familiar with. And as I know that the slide deck will be sent out to participants at the end of the webinar, I won't go through and list them by name, but these are well-known companies that I'm sure you are all aware of. So that's it from me. Thank you for listening, and happy to take any questions. Back to you, Frederick.
All right. Thank you, Stefan. Everybody, if you have any questions, put them in the chat box, and we'll go through them. Don't see any questions right now. Stefan, I did have a question before the webinar started. Will all scripts be accepted for adult ski registration, or is there a limit?
No, so right now it's an ASCII-only TLD. There's the standard ICANN mandated limit, so 63 characters maximum. We're looking at obviously no dashes before you're allowed dashes in the name, but you can't have a dash. You can't have a domain name that starts with a dash because that's reserved for IDN scripts, et cetera. So there's no specific, nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we still don't have any questions. Let's give it a minute, and then I'll round off the webinar.
Drücken Sie die 1.
Okay. Well, if you still have any questions, you can always reach Stefan via his contact information provided in the presentation, and we'll be sending out the presentation tomorrow normally. For Trademark Clearinghouse general questions, you can always reach us via our support telephone or via the ticketing system. I want to thank Stefan again for joining us today and giving an interesting presentation on .ski, and I want to thank all participants for joining us in the webinar. I hope that was useful. Thank you all, and goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.